And welcome to the Richard Rants Show. This is Richard Rants coming at you every Wednesday at 5 o'clock Pacific Time, which is 8 o'clock Eastern Time and 6 a.m. Bangkok, Thailand time and Hong Kong time. It's 8 hours later in most of Europe. Anyway, that's when this is live here on Facebook, but you can always catch it later at multiple outlets that have podcasts, such as Google Podcasts. And if you do a careful search for Richard Rants, you will find it. My email is richardrants@yahoo.com. And I do take callers if you contact me in advance. And next week, I will have a returning caller scheduled already. That will be Lisa Grace, who has many plaudits and skills and much knowledge at her disposal, and is also going to take a much more compassionate view of our political conversation. Because sometimes, perhaps, I might get a little bit short on the compassion because I am not patient with those who spread false information and disinformation and misinformation, as you well know. So we will not go into that rant at this time, unless you really want to hear it, in which case, let me know. And you can always give me a call. You can always give me an email. So let's get down to what is going on in the news and what we may talk about here. Well, one thing that I'm very happy about is that I voted today, and I would encourage everyone out there to vote early, and it is not too late to just drop your mail-in ballot in a post office drop box in just the regular good old blue post office box that we've all dropped our mail in for many years, that we've come to rely upon and to depend upon and have faith in, because the U.S. Post Office is one of the oldest government institutions. It is in the Constitution. It is an institution in the Constitution. And it works, and it has worked, and it will continue to work if we get these vandals, these high-level destructive forces out of our government. And I'm talking about that wannabe dictator criminal that's in the White House and his cronies and accomplices. Get them out. Get them out. And to joyfully sabotaging the post office as they try to undermine the established way that our citizens can bring a voice to elections. And not to say that's all we can do. And in fact, many times there's more that we can do than just vote. There's more that we can do than encourage others to vote. Though I would encourage you to encourage others to vote. You reach out to people that you know. Yes, so many of those blue post boxes have disappeared, Elizabeth. And I am sad about that. I just cannot. Oh, it is unfathomable what they have done. It is despicable what these people in charge have done. The joyfully dismantling our beautiful postal service, along with so much else in this democracy, which admittedly, the democracy is far from perfect. Far, far from perfect. We're always working on improving it. Always. It's been flawed from the beginning. We know this. We know it. But it's been improving. And one of the things that has helped it improve over time has been the Supreme Court. When it had a liberal majority that actually cared about the rights of the people. We had a liberal majority court for a very short time in our history. And you can go back in history, and it turns out that the vast majority of Supreme Court justices that have been nominated to the court, unfortunately, have been nominated by the right wing of our political system. And the right wing is the wing that is in favor of the rich, the white people, the minorities in that way, the large corporations, and not to say that, of course, the Democratic Party is also beholden to big money, but less so, less overtly, just dead set to make sure that the inequalities perpetrated and perpetuated in this country. We know that the Republican Party is the party of the rich and the party of the white supremacists, even more so now than ever before, as the head of that party, the head of the cult of personality, the corrupt wannabe dictator of the Republican Party. And I don't like saying its name because he ain't my president. And he's also not the president of the majority of people who voted. Well, that's another topic that we could talk about, is the undemocratic system of consolidating votes under this ridiculous system we have now, where instead of just one person, one vote, we've got this bringing together of a one person take all, where the votes, the voter of in Wyoming winds up having 16 times the impact of a voter in California, our most populous state. That's something we need to work on in the future. But in the meantime, let's work on keeping our Supreme Court, rebalancing the Supreme Court, because the Republicans are the ones that have been packing the Supreme Court for decades now. They have had a concerted effort to make the Supreme Court a place where they can overturn the more liberal-leaning, humanitarian rulings of the Supreme Court so that they can take away our rights. On the docket coming up, a woman's right to choose, the ability of same-sex couples to be married, LGBTQ rights, and many others, but also laws that keep corruption at bay, particularly the corruption of the large corporations, laws that try to ensure some sort of equity in the political voice that we have. As we know, this slim margin of Supreme Court justices that were nominated by Republican presidents has gutted the Great Voting Rights Act. And by the way, the Voting Rights Act, as we know, was enacted by President Johnson, Lyndon Johnson, who is not a liberal politician throughout his career. And we can remember that the Great New Deal that helped pull us out of the Depression of the 1930s by massive government investment in giving individuals jobs, giving individuals a social safety net, bringing in Medicare and Social Security, these amazing social safety nets that the current Republican Party is trying to gut? Well, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was not a liberal politician throughout his career, but when it came down to it, these politicians, Johnson, FDR, were pushed by the public because they could be pushed, because they were not wannabe dictators and cults of personality who were inclined to bring the boot down, the iron fist of totalitarian police power down on the people while chanting law and order, backed up by those who are chanting, "They will not replace us," carrying tiki torches and Nazi symbols. That's the Republican Party now. That's who backs the Republican Party. Well, I'm riding with Biden and Harris on my vote. Yeah, you can believe that. And I just went down there and voted today. And I'm damn proud of it. I am damn proud of it. And I hope that everyone else does too. People have been standing in line to vote early. And it ain't because they love Trump so much. Tell you that. But let's not be complacent, because you know that they will cheat at every turn. They've already got lawsuits throughout the states. The number of lawsuits is large. And I won't even bother to give you the exact number. You can look it up on Google, which, by the way, Google has now a lawsuit against them, an antitrust lawsuit, and it's well past time that they did, because these tech companies have been getting away with anti-competitive tactics using their power and asymmetrical warfare, which, by the way, that's the same thing that the Trump campaign is using, asymmetrical warfare akin to terrorism. And we know that the biggest threat of terrorism in this country is by white-wing, white supremacists, as is confirmed by the FBI, which, yeah, I don't trust the FBI, but they do have some reliable statistics. And on this, they're right. They're right about the far right. And you can look at statistics and you can pull it up from various sources. But the fact is that far right, right-wing, white supremacist organizations are the biggest proponents and enactors of terrorism in the United States. And a plot was just broken up by right-wing militias in Wisconsin to kidnap the governor of Wisconsin, Gretchen Whitmer, because they hate her. Because she's a Democrat, and because she believes in science and wanted to save lives in Wisconsin by promoting the scientifically peer-reviewed, internationally recognized best practice of wearing masks and social distancing in that state. And those right-wing militias, those white supremacist militias, are so upset about that that they were going to kidnap the governor and subject her to a kangaroo court and lynch her, because that's the type of thing that right-wing racist militias do. And what does this so-called president do? He supports them. He supports them and supports what they're trying to do, and calls out that Gretchen Whitmer is the one deserving of anger, when the ones who deserve our anger are the terrorists that this president supports. Proud Boys, stand by. Stand back and stand by, Proud Boys. The words of Donald Trump, the words of this president, this terrorism-inciting president, retweets right-wing misinformation and propaganda all the time. That's what we're fighting here. So I'm proud to be riding with Biden. So I voted. Proud to have voted. Yeah, Google is finally getting sued by the Justice Department, and rightfully so, and they should only be the first ones to be sued. Let's go after Apple too. Let's go after Facebook. These companies need to be broken up, regulated as public utilities at this point, because that's what they are. They can't be allowed to dominate the public discourse anymore. They're too big. They've grown too big. We all remember the phrase, too big to fail. That's when they're too big. They need to be broken up. Let's break them up like they broke up Ma Bell in the 80s. It's time. It's time for the antitrust legislation to be applied to these modern trusts. So let's get Google. They're too big. Let's get Apple. They're too big. Let's get Facebook. They're too big. They're trusts. They need to be legislated against. Well, speaking of the Supreme Court, Republicans rely on voter suppression and intimidation, and they're going to rely on the Supreme Court, and that's part of why they want to get yet another hack, yet another unqualified right-wing hack into the Supreme Court. This Amy Coney Barrett being rushed through the Supreme Court, but it's yet another reason for the rest of us to be determined to elect Biden-Harris and push them to elect all the Democrats everywhere, make sure that we have as overwhelming a majority as possible in the two other branches of our government, the executive branch with the president and the congressional branch with both the Senate and the House, have to be majority Democrat so that we can start to rebalance this country. And yes, rebalance the court that has been mercilessly packed. And you can look at Sheldon Whitehouse. Check out Sheldon Whitehouse's amazing breakdown of how dark money on the Republican side has been reshaping this court now for decades. They're going to shove through Amy Coney Barrett, this unqualified hack, who's obviously there because she's against choice, against LGBTQ. Obviously, she's spoken. She's been in anti-choice organizations. She's written against LGBTQ rights. She served on the board of a school that taught that homosexuality was evil. Obviously. Her performance on the hearings for the Supreme Court was shameful and embarrassing. So let's make sure that we can counter this. And of course, after the Republicans stole President Obama's choice, which he rightly should have had and refused to even consider it, but ran through 9 months before the election, but ran through this choice while people are already voting in the election, illegal, unconscionable, and we may need to make sure that the Democrats take power, and then we can push them and make sure that we rebalance the court, that we put teeth back into the Voting Rights Act, because as soon as the conservative, thin conservative majority that were nominated by Republicans took the teeth out of the Voting Rights Act, of course, those former right-wing states that the voting rights specifically made extra efforts to protect against their undermining of the voting rights of people in those southern states, and they were named in the Voting Rights Act. Texas, Louisiana, Alabama. I won't name them all, but they're largely the same states that were the Confederate states in the Civil War. The Jim Crow states, and it hasn't even ended. Well, we need to get those Democrats back in office and push them to make sure that the voting rights are preserved. Because as I mentioned earlier, the Republicans know that the only way that they can win and maintain white supremacy is to undermine the voting rights of the people of this country. And the way that we can defeat them is to get the most voters out there, because, and get people out on the streets and mobilize, because it's not just the vote. The vote's one major step. Once we vote and we get someone in office who can be pushed, and that's Biden Harris, and we can look at the Democratic Party, and we've got our revolution, Bernie Sanders, standing right next to them, right beside them. Bernie Sanders put out an important message in which he says not voting is not an option, because he knows that the only way that we can get the most possible of our progressive and even socialist, in my case, and in many, in Bernie's case, agenda pushed forward, is to get the candidates in the party that actually has already adopted and has moved, that Overton window has moved further and further to the left, as we lefties have pushed them. Because the Democratic Party, although they may resist and they've got their corporate sponsors, has moved further and further to the left. If you look at the Democratic platform, there's a $15 minimum wage. There's lowering the age to qualify for Medicare from 65 to 60. Well, hey, that's a step in the right direction. Yeah, we want Medicare for all, but they're taking steps in the right direction. They're expanding health care. And by the way, the Republicans don't even have a health care plan. Their only plan is to take away the health care that people currently have under what's known as Obamacare, the ACA, because Trump hates Obama. He just wants to undo everything Obama did. Now, we weren't happy with everything Obama did. We know that President Obama did not fulfill all the change that we had hoped for. But one thing he did do was expand health coverage to many, many millions of people, expanded the ACA, expanded Medicaid, and some of those southern states particularly have refused to expand the Medicaid coverage at no cost to themselves, thanks to the ACA. Gave them the opportunity to just give more health coverage to their populations, to their poor populations, but they just refused to do that. Well, the Republicans are against more medical care. So as one activist said, he's voting for the person that he wants to be his foil, his rival, the person that he's fighting against. Because it's been hell trying to fight against this Trump administration. They won't give. They won't budge an inch. They're pushing against the other way. They won't budge an inch, but this Biden incoming administration has already budged. And if you look at their platform, they're already there. They're moving towards more green, truly green, not greenwashing, some greenwashing. But on the other hand, we've got the Republicans over there who are just trying to expand drilling to the Arctic refuge, who are just going to move in the opposite direction. We don't have time anymore not to move in the direction of protecting the environment and fighting climate change. We don't have time. So we're going to have to get the Democrats in office. We're going to have to rebalance the Supreme Court. By the way, this corrupt dictator wannabe criminal Trump over there, he actually easily admitted to $400 million. Why does he admit to $400 million so easily after his taxes came out? Well, we know that he actually, and this is a list compiled by Forbes.com, owes more than $1 billion in debt. And much of that is to creditors that we do not know. Just came out, he's got big old secret bank account in China. So, you know, well, he's trying to put out fake stories about supposed corruption on the other side. He's the corrupt in chief over there. Owes over $1 billion. Been making money for his personal companies through his presidency throughout. You can check out this article in Forbes.com by Dana Alexander called Donald Trump has at least $1 billion in debt. To know. Wow. And what a failure he was in COVID. And let's remember not to forget to catch the final debate because he'll trip all over himself again. I like to watch the debate along with the commentary from the crooked media crew because it's just incisive and hilarious. So I like to watch along with their scroll. So if you check out crooked media/debate, that's the best way to watch a debate. It's going to be tomorrow, Thursday, the 22nd, 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock Eastern time. You know, check it out on your media of choice. Democracy Now! Is going to be live casting it also. But I like the Crooked Media crew because they're hilarious and incisive and fact-checking left and right and really have a pretty interesting perspective on it. I like those guys and ladies and women on Crooked Media. So crooked.com/debate tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Check out the debate. More stories. 545 separated children's parents cannot be found, according to the ACLU. Crimes in ICE jails not prosecuted. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Abolish ICE. Abolish ICE. ICE is like the brown shirts. Not to use Hitler analogies. But yeah, they are running concentration camps, not to use Hitler analogies. But it's despicable. It's disgusting. And you can go back to eugenics and the Tuskegee experiment, things like that. The abuse of people of color, because that's what's happening in ICE jails too. The unwanted sterilization of women of color. Wow. That is extreme. We can't let that happen in the ICE jails. Abolish ICE. Well, another Trump... Yeah, let's not even think about the nightmare of what another Trump 4 years would bring. We need to have a undeniable landslide for Biden-Harris and the Democrats at this election. And then we need to push them. And we need to push them hard and remind them of what can happen in the midterms if they don't listen to us. Yeah, COVID, Trump nixed the plan to hand out masks. They were going to send masks to everyone in the country. He didn't want to do it. They were going to increase testing. He didn't want to do it. He attacks Fauci, Anthony Fauci, who's been an expert on infectious diseases for decades. Yeah, he's the idiot. No, Trump's the idiot. Fiancé of slain journalist Jamal Khashoggi filed suit against the Saudi crown prince, MBS, another Trump buddy.